بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, بإذن الله تعالى we continue with our reminders in Ramadan. We are deliberately keeping these short because we want to spend the maximum amount of time in our individual ibadat, in adhkar, in reading of Quran. I remind myself and you, let us increase whatever we used to do. See, as a normal thing, this is what I advise anyone who asks me. Make this into a routine of your life. The following. Number one, always wake for tahajjud. Now, I find that if you wake up 1.5 hours before the time for Fajr starts, that is the absolute best. But if you can't do that, wake up at least 1 hour before the time for Fajr starts. Then you pray tahajjud, which is, you can pray 2 rakat or 4 rakat or 6 rakat or 8 rakat. You can pray as many as you want. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they asked him, how should we pray the night prayer, which is tahajjud. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 2x2. He didn't say pray a specific number, he said 2x2. This is also the dalil, for example, of those who ask whether you should pray 8 rakat of Taraweeh or 20 rakat of Taraweeh. It doesn't matter, as you can pray as many as you want. There is dalil as far as the sunnah is concerned, as far as the sunnah of the sahaba is concerned, both for 8 and for 20. And I'll come to the dalil for 8 in a minute. The question was asked about Salatul Layl, Salatul Qiyam, which is the same Salah. In Ramadan, we call it Taraweeh. Other times, we call it Tahajjud. It's part of the same thing. Even though Taraweeh is prayed immediately after Isha, any prayer after Salatul Isha is over is considered to be the night prayer. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 2x2. So you can pray as much as you want. There's no need to get into an ikhtilaf. There's no need to fight about whether it should be 8 or 20. And definitely there's no need to make statements that people praying 8 or people praying 20 are wrong or they are committing bid'ah and so on. All of this is a sign of gross ignorance and jahalat. Please don't do that. You pray whatever you want to pray. And as long as you are not praying 3 rakat or 1 rakat, that is fine. Pray 2x2. Alhamdulillah, no problem. Right? Now, the dalil for 8 is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is from Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha. She said the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pray 8 rakat of tahajjud and then he would pray with her. Now, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed with her. Sometimes he prayed 1 rakat, sometimes he prayed 3, sometimes he prayed 7, and he prayed even 9. Right? So, no need to get into complications about calculating the numbers. 8 rakat of tahajjud plus witr. This is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pray. This is what Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said. And this was throughout the year. Right? Every night. Now, in terms of Taraweeh itself, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Ramadan once he came out and he led Salah. It is, they don't say how many rakat he prayed, wallahu alam, whether it was 8, whether it was more, less. Likelihood is 8 because this is what you normally used to pray as far as tahajjud is concerned, but we don't have the exact number. But he prayed. Now, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pray, he would pray, the Salah would last practically till the morning, the whole of the night, because that was his recitation, the amount he recited, the way he recited about his tahajjud. Some of the sahaba followed him in tahajjud and they reported, they said, sometimes we would be afraid that the time of Fajr would come, that the adhan would be called. He would pray till that, which means that he's literally spent the whole night in salah, right? So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and prayed. Second day also he came. So, now first day when he came and prayed, he led Salah, which was Taraweeh. Whoever was in the masjid, they joined him. Now, word spread obviously. So, second day, that incidentally is a way of stopping a sneeze. Press hard here. Like this. Second day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out to pray, and the masjid was full because people had, you know, they knew that he was going to come. So they, third day also, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out and the masjid was full. Fourth day, he didn't come out of his house. After he prayed Salatul Isha, he went to the inside his house and didn't come out until time for Fajr. So the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, we were waiting the whole time, hoping that you would come and lead us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I wanted to do it, but I did not do it because I was afraid that if I did it, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala might make this fard on you and that you would have hardship. This was the, see the rahmah and the mercy and the consideration and the love that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for the Sahaba, that and for us, that even in terms of ibadah, even in terms of worship, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not, he held back, even though he liked to pray, and he would have prayed. I mean, that night he was not sitting at home doing nothing. He would have prayed because that was his norm. He used to pray every night. So he held back even in the cases of worship, if he was afraid that it would be something which would be a hardship for his people. You know, this is the signature of Islam, the foundation of Islam, the face of Islam is mercy. It is not harshness, it is not hardness, it is not, being pompous, it is not being self-righteous, it is definitely not being arrogant. Arrogance is from shaitan directly. The face of Islam is mercy, even in the case of ibadah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite, when he would read, there were people at the back, there were people praying behind him, and so the way the masjid was, but behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be the men, and behind the women behind the men would be the women, and between the men and the women would be any older children. Now, little babies, obviously infants, would be with the mothers. Sometimes the mother might be carrying the baby while she's praying. Sometimes the baby might be placed on the ground at the feet of the mother while she's praying. Anytime Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard any babies crying, he would immediately shorten his salah. He would shorten salah, not doesn't mean number of rakat, but shorten the recitation, and he would finish the salah much more quickly than he would otherwise have done had he not heard the sound of the baby crying. And he did that because he didn't want the mothers to have any, to feel any hardship. Right? There's a famous story, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi and the chief of the Aus in Bani Aus in Medina. He had a practice. He would pray Isha with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Masjid Nabawi. Then he would go to his qabila, where they used to live, which was outside of Medina. And he would lead again Salatul Isha. That would be nafil for him, and the people praying behind him would be praying for. But that this was his practice. He would lead Salatul Isha there. Now one day, he was leading Salatul Isha, and one of those people there, who's also a Sahaba, but people related to and from his tribe, one of them who was praying behind him, he shortened his prayer and he left in the middle of the prayer. So now the salah is going on, Imam is reciting, this man made his ruku, sujood, whatnot, and then he left. Now obviously this matter was reported to him, so he called the man and he asked him, he complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So next day, he complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what this man did. He shortened his salah and he left. So it's, disrespectful for the Imam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him. He called him and asked him, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have some urgency to go home. We wait for him to come. He comes from your masjid. So that itself takes some time. Then his recitation is very long. I mean, now these were people who loved the Quran. He was not trying to show off to anybody. There were people who loved the Quran. They loved Allah. They loved the Salah. So when they're reciting in Salah, they got lost in the Quran. You know, the beautiful recitation. They would read and they would recite and they would remember. They would, you know, reflect and they would be connected with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So he said his recitation is so long that it becomes very difficult for me to stay silent. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually told Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radhiyallahu anhu, do not recite long. Recite short. Because it's a hardship for the people. I remind you and myself, let us focus on rahmah. Let us focus on mercy. Let us become people who are merciful. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.